This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 8th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, parents of students at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School say administrators were slow to respond to allegations of sexual assault against a second-grade teacher. Those parents spoke out at a meeting last night. Meanwhile, the principal of the school has been placed on administrative leave. We'll have that story coming up in a few minutes and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels' plan to make full-day kindergarten available to all Indiana students has cleared a Senate committee. Teachers and school officials told the committee that full-day kindergarten gives students an advantage over those who attend class for half a day. The governor's plan would phase in the program over 3 years, beginning with the state's neediest children this year. The plan would cost about $145 million in the next two-year budget cycle. That price would grow to $260 million each year by the time the program was fully implemented. The bill moves next to a Senate Finance Committee where funding could be discussed. Some lawmakers have raised concerns about the cost and the limited classroom capacity at some schools. Students at Bloomington High School in Illinois who are either just starting to drive or about to take driver's education heard firsthand Wednesday about proposed changes aimed at making teen driving safer. Willis Kern has more.
Secretary of State Jesse White spent about half an hour with the students talking about his proposed changes to the state's graduated driver's licensing program. Chief among them is tripling the permit phase from 3 to 9 months and cutting an hour off nighttime driving by 16 and 17-year-olds. The plan also includes increasing behind-the-wheel time with instructors from 1 to 6 hours. White admits that will cost school districts more money.
Do we spend a little now, or do we spend a lot more later? The numbers are there in terms of loss of life, whatever it costs. I think it's money well spent.
White says students have been pretty receptive to the proposals. BHS sophomore Jenny Cave has completed driver's ed and is waiting until she turns 16 this spring to get her license. She's not real fond of limiting nighttime driving and says students will likely ignore that part of it.
I think people would say they'll do what they want, and I think it's all in all what you're doing. I know for my situation, my parents would make me. They'd enforce it, but I can see other people just doing whatever.
Cave favors loosening the requirements during the summertime. White says the proposals will become law next January if lawmakers pass them this spring, and he says he's confident they will. I'm Willis Kern.
U.S. Senator Barack Obama says he won't accept public campaign financing for either the Democratic presidential primaries or the general election if he's the nominee. An official close to the Obama campaign told the Associated Press that the Illinois senator has decided to forego the public funds. The source spoke on the condition of anonymity. Obama's decision follows the lead of his chief rivals, and it allows him to raise and spend unlimited private money. Obama joins Hillary Rodham Clinton and John Edwards, both of whom recently decided to skip public financing of their campaigns. Edwards and Obama also say they won't accept money from lobbyists or political action committees. Obama plans an announcement about his presidential race Saturday in Springfield. Our live broadcast of those proceedings begins at 10 a.m. Central Time. Illinois is getting a new area code, which means that starting February 17th, residents in the 815 area code will have to dial 11 digits to make a call. Amanda Vinicky explains.
Phone customers in northern Illinois, including Rockford, DeKalb, and Kankakee, will be affected. It's called an overlay, and basically it means that a second area code is added to the same geographic region as the existing one. No one will have to switch their phone number, although new customers could be assigned 779 instead of 815. But it means change for everyone. All callers in the region will have to dial 1, followed by the area code, even for local calls. Illinois Commerce Commission spokesman Brian Sterling.
And that's really no different than using your cell phone right now. I think that people are more and more conditioned to dialing the area code and the number.
Sterling stresses it won't cost extra. He says the extra area code's necessary because an explosion of internet, phone, and wireless services are draining number combinations. He says other parts of the state are likely to undergo similar changes in the future. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Women over the age of 40 or with a family history of breast cancer are encouraged by doctors to get mammograms. But Illinois lawmakers will consider a proposal that would also help younger women. Krista Kukowski has that story.
Early detection is the best way to discover cancer before it spreads. Now lawmakers want women who are often too young for mammograms to be protected as well. The proposal will require insurance companies to cover clinical breast exams, which last longer and are more thorough than a woman's regular checkup. Women 18 and over would be covered. Democratic Representative Debbie Graham of Chicago thinks raising awareness will help women understand the cancer better.
And I think it's important that we continue to talk about things that for such a long time was so uncomfortable to talk about. That nasty C word is just really bad to talk about. So we want to make it easier for people to talk about it.
Proponents of the measure say it would increase access for women's health. The procedure would cost about $100. If passed, Illinois would be the second state to reimburse this type of exam. I'm Krista Kikowski.
Illinois doesn't have the Hanging Gardens of Babylon or the Pyramids of Giza, but it does offer visitors the Garden of the Gods in southern Illinois, the prehistoric archaeological remains of Cahokia Mounds, and a 170-foot-tall water tower shaped like a giant ketchup bottle in Collinsville. Echoing the ancient Seven Wonders of the World, Illinois' Bureau of Tourism is launching a Seven Wonders of Illinois promotion. Deputy Director Jan Kostner says visitors to the EnjoyIllinois.com website have until the end of the month to nominate anything they consider wonderful about the state. The public will be able to vote online for their favorites starting March 5th. The winners will be announced on April 30th. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. There were plenty of questions, but not many answers for parents at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School last night. District 116 officials held a meeting to hear parents' concerns following the arrest last week of a teacher on charges he sexually molested children. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Words of caution from former Urbana School Board President Tina Gonzalez boomed out over the public address speakers at the Thomas Paine School gym.
I'm going to tell you up front that some of what's going to happen tonight is going to be unsatisfying and frustrating.
Gonzalez warned the nearly 200 parents and others attending that many of their questions would not be answered. A statement from the Urbana School Board, read by Superintendent Jean Amberg, explained why.
We must be mindful that the ongoing criminal investigation is being handled by the Urbana Police and the Champaign County State's Attorney. And as a Board of Education, we cannot interfere in that process.
The investigation involves Thomas Paine teacher John Andrew White, who's charged with predatory criminal sexual assault in a case involving three girls at the school. Speaking for himself and with greater emotion, Amberg said he would do all he could to keep such things from happening again.
So I hope that you know how heartsick I am. About these incidents. I am committed, however, to do whatever it takes to move forward, to have the school district move forward, and making sure that it is the safest and best place for children.
Deputy Superintendent Preston Williams said the district will take a tough internal and external review of all its policies, procedures, and practices surrounding the case. But the parents weren't satisfied, having seen more details about the case in news reports than school officials were willing to mention. They raised questions about White's hiring in 2005 and allegations by parents, but no criminal charges, about his previous record as a teacher in the Unit 5 district in Normal. Carrie Mae Borick, the mother of a Thomas Paine kindergartner, asked about reports that allegations about White at her son's school first arose in November. And Amberg's answer did not please the crowd.
Was this reported to the police and to DCFS in November? Or was this just an internal investigation? That is why I am so upset.
It was not reported to the police or the DCFS.
Well,
that's what we're trying to figure out why.
You knew about it.
Yes, it is my responsibility.
Why was not reported?
Because it was not a sexual allegation at the time. We didn't have.
Why was it
We did not have the information that the police got in January, in November.
Repeated questions about the district's handling of those first allegations all received the same sort of no-comment reply from school officials, plus Urbana Police Chief Mike Beely, either because they didn't know or because of the continuing investigation. The frustration of the parents grew, summed up by Vicki Buffo, who had a daughter in White's class.
And with all due respect to you, Mr. Amberg, Mr. Preston, and the lawyer to your left, you have done nothing for us here this evening. You have failed to answer any of our questions, all of which are important to us. If you've noticed, people have stopped asking questions and started making statements. We would have been better off here without you. Why don't we talk to the gentleman from the News Gazette? He seems to have more information that he can provide for us than you do.
Amberg had one piece of new information for the parents. He had placed Thomas Paine School Principal Janice Bradley on administrative leave. He wouldn't give details. Several parents said they thought Bradley was being used as a scapegoat, and perhaps some top District 116 officials should also be removed. Urbana School Board President Joyce Hudson said that might happen if new information is uncovered showing administrators were negligent, but she said it was too early to speculate. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, bitterly cold today, mostly sunny, the high around 18 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 2, lowest wind chills around 10 below, and for Friday, partly sunny skies, we'll have a high around 22 degrees, and again, the lowest wind chills around 10 below zero. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.